Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida, founder of Unlimited Brands in Lifestyle Clothing Line.
And I'm your co-host, Simone, a content creator and founder of Meal Prep Venues.
Every Thursday, we talk about something new, something fun, something practical or inspiring.
We like to keep it real, relatable, relevant, and above all, unscripted.
So turn up the volume on your drive to work or grab your glass of wine, sit back and enjoy the show. Folks, as you know, it's Thursday. Welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida Altman. I have Simone McKenna on the show.
Hello.
But on top of that, we got an incredible person here on the show, an amazing guest. And I'm just going to share that she is a nurse turned photographer. So if you're not intrigued by that, I don't know what's going on there. But we have Jamie Josick on today's show. Jamie, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on your show. This is so cool.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you for being on. We're excited to dive into your story.
Yes.
And actually, as we start that, I'll just shut up for a minute. I think people can, I think the audience can tell when I've had too much coffee. My I'm like so excited. I'm like, oh, let's go. So I'm going to shut up for a minute and give you the space to share the audience a little bit about you.
All right. Awesome. Well, my name is Jamie. I moved from Cleveland to Columbus about 8 years ago. No, that's a lie. Almost 10 years ago. My daughter's going to be 10. I am a nurse anesthetist by schooling. I graduated from Case Western Reserve University in 2009. I still practice, but around 2009, I also picked up a camera. And I dabbled in photography for a while for fun. And then I took courses because I was like, ooh, I should know how to work my camera. And then fast forward to today, 2024, holy moly, I'm a full-fledged photographer. I just opened a studio space in Grandview, Ohio. And I am just getting my bearings on running a photography business and all of a sudden becoming a businesswoman.
That's amazing. Okay. The first thing that comes to my mind is this. So I don't know if you know this yet, but I am the founder and owner of the athleisure line called Unlimited. And sometimes I do go back home to obviously hug my girl Simone, but I also do photo shoots. And so if you do have a physical space, like you're saying, like we might be doing some business in the future. So
she does.
We should definitely do some business. I would absolutely love that.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm making notes here. So, okay. So here's a question for you. So I feel that, okay. So this is coming from my experience. When I think of nursing, that's very different from photography.
It is. It is very right-brained.
Yes. Yes. How did you, I know you bought a camera, right? Yeah.
She hasn't got that yet, but she's getting it.
It's in my Amazon cart.
But how did you go from nursing to becoming a full-time photographer? Walk us through the journey of being a nurse.
Yeah.
And the decision to shift into photography.
Yeah. So I think for me, photography runs deep in the family. My dad, he was a businessman his whole life, and he also shot weddings on film when he was younger, raising four kids. My mom put a kibosh to that because four kids on the weekend is never the best. So she's like, you're done doing weddings. Help me at home. And then I have three brothers. And of those three brothers, two of them do photography. One does just for fun. And then my little brother does astrophotography, which is so amazing and so cool, different than what I do. So photography has always been in my system. It's always been part of me a little bit, but also just caring for people has been a huge part of me, maybe because I had three brothers. So I knew I wanted to be in healthcare when I was younger. And in middle school, my best friend's dad went back to school to become a nurse anesthetist. And I was like, what is your dad doing? That looks so cool. I want to do that. And I think I just like knew I would be nursing from then on, which is crazy. I don't know how I knew. And then I got into anesthesia school, graduated from the master's program, and I was like, okay, what next? So being a nurse and taking care of patients and caring for people is always in my blood. I love it. But then the creative side of my brain, the left side of my brain, just really wanted to capture families and people. Yeah.
You know, the first question that comes to my mind is this. So I think we're talking more nowadays about, especially after COVID hit, about finding a source of inspiration that is not necessarily work, right?
Yes.
You can have a 9-to-5, but you can also have like a side, you know, hobby.
Yeah.
That, you know, allows you to work on your creative juices, right?
Yeah.
So, but in your case, instead of being a hobby, right? So it always ran in a family.
Right.
But you also knew you wanted to be a nurse. So you started with that. So I guess where I'm still trying to really capture the breaking point that said, okay, I am now ready to shift into really what has always been in a family. So I guess,
yeah,
how did it go from a hobby to an actual new career?
Yeah. Okay. So after moving to Columbus and after my third baby, I looked at my husband one night and I was like, I think I really am going to do this. I'm going to pursue photography and I am going to just give my all to this job. And I think I can make it work. So, and he's been like the biggest support to that. Yeah, I think I wanted to have control of my schedule. I wanted to have control of my life, control of like when I'm out, when I'm not. And obviously, like as you have kids and as they age, your life changes so quickly. When they were younger, they were always home. I was only available at nap time or when they were asleep. Now they're in school and I'm available from like 8 to 3. And then even in the evenings. So
I think it was your time.
What's that?
Time.
Yeah.
It now feels like it's your time to do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just feel like I can go. And like I said, my husband, Joe, he's been so supportive. When I looked at him in 2000 and I think it was like the end of 2020, like COVID's going strong, right? I was just like, I think I want to look for a studio space. And he's like, sure. Yeah, let's do it. And I was like, really? Like, you're not going to say no? He's like, yeah, let's look. So, I mean, I looked for a good solid year. And then this place on Fifth Ave, which was, it used to be R&L Photography. If you're familiar with Grandview, it used to be a family-owned photography store.
I shot there.
I would take pictures at Montessori Children's House. And I would go to R&L Photography and get them printed there. And jokingly, the owner was like, would you ever buy this place? And I was like, oh, no, no, no. Right? This was like 3 years before I was looking for a studio. So fast forward, I was like, oh, what's going in that studio? What's going in that building? There's a hair salon, Val, which is amazing. And that was all that was there. But I knew it was owned by somebody. So I just like called a few realtors and I found out who owned it and that they were going to rent it. So I was like, what is the space going to look like? How can I get in? And for about, I think I had been talking to them for about 3 or 4 months. And then I was like, all right, I want to rent the space, but it wasn't going to be ready for another 5 months, which ended up turning into like, you know, how it all lasts like another year. Yeah. So it opened in May 2023.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's not easy. It's not an easy task. It's not something that happens overnight. Definitely, I'm sure you had a few late nights, a few back and forth in your mind. Like, should I do this? Should I not do this? Does it make sense? Am I crazy?
Yes.
So I think I like your journey because it's a great example that highlights the fact that you may be in something today, but you could get into something else. Like wherever you are today doesn't have to be the all, like, what's the American expression?
The
end will be all, like,
absolutely. Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. It doesn't have to be it. Like, right. There could be things inside of you that can be revived by your passion for some things, right? So you obviously grew up with photography. So it sounds like an easy transition, easy, you know, and this is in quotes.
Right, the quotes.
Yes. But I think we are conditioned sometimes to think that, okay, you know, you graduate from high school, you go to college. Yeah. We're shifting that now. Some people go to trade school or right. don't go to school at all, you know, and then after that, you get a 9-to-5 job, or, you know, you become a nurse, you know, or whatever that is that you decide to do. But then sometimes those are things that were decided when you were a different person. Right. So, like, just like you said, you know, like, you became a mom, you know, mom of three. And then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I love taking care of patients. This has been quite a calling for me. It's been a beautiful journey, or maybe challenging, because I know COVID was also crazy.
Yeah.
But that you can revisit that. Mm-hmm. You can sit down and, you know, as obviously you do have to have some type of support, or support that you can pull within you.
Yes.
I think it's like, it's always nice when I talk business with Simone, for example, because she gets me. So I feel like in my experience, you need that support. Same yes. thing with fitness, same thing with, like, you know, finances. If you want to learn how to budget more, you got to be talking with people that are in the space, right? And so support is needed. So I'm glad that you got the support from your husband. But there's always really that need where you need to, like, sit down sometimes. Like, a great example. This is the coffee talking to you, so I'm hyper. I'm going back and forth, but hear me out. So when we have New Year's resolutions, you know, we tell ourselves, oh, this is what I'm going to be the whole year. No, that can change. That can change in a month. That can change in 6 months. It can even change the next day, January 2nd. You're like, okay, I'm not doing this. This makes no sense. I'm doing something else. And I think, like, the same thing can be applied to what we choose to do with our lives, you know, when it comes to career or passion or business. Mm-hmm. And so, Simone, you're a great example with that, right? So you have meal prep menus. It's a baby that came out of, you know, like, I mean, being...
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. You obviously get better to that than me, but these are passions that sometimes it's, you know, things that you love doing when you were younger.
Yeah.
But they can also be things that you've learned through the growing up and the change of environment, a change of life and all that. So
And I have a question off of what you're saying, Ada, is did you find that since opening a studio space, you've had a shift with the photos that you're taking or the clientele that you're working with?
That's a great question. I think I am gaining more clients with the studio space. If I am, I don't know if I'm shifting per se. I have not niched down. So one thing I don't do are weddings.
Smart.
I say that I've done three, but I don't do weddings typically. I love to focus on family. I love to focus on the woman, and I love to focus on branding. I think, like, those are the main thing with family, senior photography, and then with womanhood, just becoming a mother. I mean, I'm a mom, and I'm like, I could always use another photo of me and my kids.
The kids,
I have 1,000 pictures of my husband and the kids. And, like, I'm like, hey, babe, make sure you take a picture of me. And I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, thanks. That's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's opened my eyes to different types of photography, having a studio space. Mm. And it definitely isn't limiting my photography. And I think it has allowed it to grow.
Yeah, that's great. And do you offer that space for other photographers and for other artists?
Not at the time for other photographers. For other artists, yes. I've had an artist, actually, Chelsea, come in, and she has created from Marie & Co. An awesome installation in my studio that we're using for a backdrop. And then I commissioned a florist Kim with Kita Flowers, and she's done two huge floral arrangements, one that is still up in the studio, and then the other was like a holiday floral arrangement. So that one's removed. But yeah. I'm starting to branch out and see where it's going.
Yes.
One day I hope to open it to other photographers. Just currently, it needs a couple more walls to be put in place.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I cannot recall how I found you on Instagram, if it was through a friend who had posted using you or whatever, but the one thing that stood out with me, and you just brought it to the forefront with how you shouted out your florist and shouted out your artist that came in, was you did a Valentine's Day event.
Yeah.
And get this, people, she allowed people to come in for free with their iPhones, mm-hmm. take photos if they wanted to, but she was available there. So, for example, myself, if I came in with Gray, like, I'm not getting jacked if I'm using my iPhone because I can't be in it. So she was offering her services to take photos. And I just thought to myself, what a giving person. Like, that's a lot to have all that foot traffic. First of all, it's a lot of mess. It's a lot of organizations, a lot of people. And then to offer your time and for nothing in return, and then shouting out those women just then just means so much. I think that's really cool. Like, women supporting women, and that's what we love.
Yeah, thank you. Opening the studio was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. That's awesome. And are your kids involved? I know you talked about seasons of, you know, this couldn't have happened, you know, 10 years ago because you're in the thick of working in nap time. And trust me, I get that. That's when I work. Are they still involved now? Are they involved now in your studio? And
they are. They'll come in and help me pose or find the best light or the best area to put things. And they have opinions like me. And Charlotte, who's almost 10, is getting to the age where she wants to help. And she's actually kind of helpful. She can do behind the scenes for me if she wants. Yeah. I have a cute Polaroid camera that I'll bring out for some sessions, and she'll snap photos that people can just take home. Those are always like so fun.
Ooh, so you might have a budding photographer on your hands there.
They do say that. We'll see. But they love to come in and give their opinion on what things look like, or, you know, if something should be moved. My Christmas setup was pretty extravagant, and they had opinions. Like, the presents should be bigger, Mom. There should be things in the presents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get that one.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you how you're juggling family, health, and career.
Yeah.
Obviously, it sounds like you're incorporating them a little bit into the journey of, you know, having a studio and being a full-time photographer. What would you say are some things that you're looking to do better at, maybe? You know, it's like, be an entrepreneur, but it's no easy feast.
Right.
Oh, it's 24/7.
Mm-hmm. 7, yeah. So how are you juggling all of it?
Every year it gets a little easier because something will happen, or I'll miss something, like, and I'll say, oh, next year I'm definitely going to schedule my time better. I'm going to say no. I keep track now of how many sessions I have per month, and I try not to go over that. My husband has a pretty taxing job, so if he's on call, you know, I try not to take sessions while he's on call because it's just juggling too many apples. So mm-hmm. we try and keep it. So we've had enough oopses where I'm starting to smooth it out. But it ebbs and flows, right? Like, it just changes, life changes, your kids grow, a new sport pops into the mix, or a new, you know, craft they want to do. And you're like, oh, how are we going to make this all work?
That's I feel like that totally makes sense. It's totally relatable. I mean, there's so many, like, you know, I'm sure you have so many tabs in your mind. Would you say that the kids enjoy being photographed? Like, do you get to like bring that a bit of that home, or do you separate it?
I separate it. And I've also learned to respect their privacy and if they're into it, I'll foster it and like grab on and say, let's do it. And if they're not into it, I'm not going to push them, because I've known like it will never end well. And I think having experienced both and being attuned to kids, and if they're up for being photographed, sometimes like during a session, I know like a kid's done. So I'll set down the camera, we'll play a game for a little bit. It doesn't always have to be like, what's the next image? I think that my photography sessions are more play-based. So I'll have families, even dads, be like, that went by so fast, you know, and kids are like, when can we come back? Like if it's in the studio, if it's outside too, we're running. We are running back and forth. We are playing chase. We are playing who can make the weirdest animal sound. And I think that comes from having young kids and knowing that they can only perform so long. And I also don't want them to perform the whole time. They can let their guard down and have their moment with mom and dad.
I love that.
Those are like the everyday moments that you have and that you want captured as a parent.
Yes. Like you want the candid moments, not necessarily like when everybody's like, you know, posing and whatnot. Right. How do you make it comfortable for adults?
How do I make it comfortable?
Because it's not easy to be in front of a camera.
No, it's not pictures, easy. But
you're like, how do I do this? What do I do with my hands?
Right. So I pose the parents first if I need to pose them. And I'll tell them straight off the bat, like, we'll get the Christmas card photo. We'll get that awesome photo you want. And then we're also going to get a lot of the like running around cuddling photos of you just focusing on your kid and not even looking at the camera. And I think when I tell them that and they see that we start playing, like one of my favorite like icebreaker games would be like running under a blanket. So mom, dad have a blanket, they pull it up in the air and the kids run through it and they try and capture the kids. It's like a huge icebreaker and it kind of like sets the tone like, okay, this is playful. Like she's not serious. She's not going to yell at me if I make a funny face. Like she's just going to play with me.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm always looking out for mom's hair. Always.
Thank you.
And, you know, and I always know where to put hands. And for dads, I'll always say, you know, if you don't know what to do with your hands, put them on mom.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So if folks wanted to work with you, so we have a big community of folks that live in Columbus, Ohio. And so I'm sure a lot of them would want some photos taken, whether that be for, you know, holidays, like the 4th of July or whatnot. So how do they get in touch with you? How do they schedule?
Yeah. So if you go to my website, www.jamiejozik.com, there's a contact me and you can fill out your information there and what kind of photography you're looking for. If it's one of like the four basic things I photograph, family, seniors, maternity, newborn. Oh, there's five and boudoir. Then you get an instant guide. If it's an other, then I'll message you within like 24, 48 hours and get in touch that way. So you can message me through my website, Instagram. And Instagram? Yeah. What's that?
What's your Instagram?
Jamie Jozik Photos.
Awesome. Yes. Well, folks, we'll, as always, we'll have those contact details in the show notes. But yeah, like I honestly just loved hearing about your transition. I think it's always interesting to see like how people will go from point A to B. And I hope folks that are listening that they resonated with that, that they do reach out to you so they can take some candid photos of themselves and their families. But yeah, as you guys you can't see Jamie right now with us, but I honestly see like in your face, like a caring person. I don't know if it comes from your time, you know, like being as a nurse or just, that's just who you are. But I feel like anybody that would be at a photo shoot session, they would feel calm right away. And so at least that's
the hope so. I got. Aw, I love that. Yes. I feel like my last name is Croatian, but my maiden name is Italian. So I am very much a hugger and a kisser. And I like just love people.
That's so good. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. That was so good. Always love hearing about it. Yeah.
Awesome. Really? Thank
you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We really hope you enjoyed today's show. We release new episodes every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. You can find us on all the major platforms. While you're at it, help us spread the word. Tell a friend and leave us a rating on iTunes. Oh, and let's be Instagram besties too. Follow us at _theunscriptedpodcast and let's connect. Until next time.